than 2 weeks away.
Go Pack Go.
Welcome to the Ike Packers Podcast.
Go Pack Go.
Wait up. Rank them then debate them. Straight up.
Go Pack Go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter.
Who's number one?
Well, you know that's Aaron Rodgers. But who's the rest? Who's number 15 on the Packers? The best. Well, we'll dive into this episode, debate it a little bit. I'm here with KJ. We've got a great show. We're talking about the Vikings game a little bit. Thank you for tuning in. Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers Podcast. My name is Alex Eichstead. I'm your host. And Packers fans, thank you for tuning in from the over 120-plus countries that represent Packers Nation. We are so hyped to have you with us because we have an epic episode. We're talking about the roster, and we're ranking the players based upon where we see them in the overall team landscape. I'm joined by my great co-host, KJ. KJ, welcome to the show. How you doing?
What is going on, Packers fans? 13 days away. It is inching so close. It's going to be here before we know it. Packers football is in our sights. I can't wait to get into it. You know, only like one or two more shows until the regular season starts. And then we have an incredible run, magical run that, you know, new storylines are going to come out of. Rodgers is going to do all sorts of really interesting stuff. The defense should be an absolute ball to watch. Honestly, and it's only 13 days away, so I'm psyched. Thanks for having me.
Here we are, 13 days, less than 2 weeks away. That's not this weekend, Cage. That's the weekend after this weekend. Wow. Packers football, Aaron Rodgers. Where are you going to be to watch that opening game against the Vikings? I think the Packers will win against the Vikings. Cage, do you have an early prediction? Because I think with 12 coming out and the momentum behind this defense, it could be a big win for the Pack.
You know, I think just after seeing how Aaron Rodgers is handling himself, it's like he didn't really play in the preseason, but he's ready to hit the ground running. It's muscle memory. You know, he's 38 years old. He can just kind of like really just turn on the switch at this point. I don't know if he's going to be super, super, super sharp week one, but it certainly is a possibility that by the time week two comes around, he is the MVP that we all know and love, the multiple-time MVP. But really, week one, I don't know, man. I mean, like, I think it's the Packers win. I'm pretty confident about that. I know that the Vikings have in particular, like, interesting talent. You could say that Justin Jefferson's one of the best receivers in the NFL. I wouldn't really argue with you. You know, Kirk Cousins kind of run on that treadmill of mediocrity as far as a quarterback. Many, many, many bad cap deals over the years that have kind of hindered their ability to retain talent. Now they're kind of a franchise in purgatory. I've said in the offseason pods, I think they're going to have to detonate at one of these points. And maybe that's this year. Maybe it's next year. Justin Jefferson's an absolute stud. You know, they got guys like Adam Thielen. They have some pretty good talent. But do they have talent to match the Packers, who we're going to get into in just a sec? We're going to rank some of these guys. I don't think that they can just compete with us, whether it's defense, offensive line.
Who's matching up with 12?
Who's matching up with 12? It's a really, really, really good sign to see Allen Jenkins and David Bakhtiari back practicing. I think everyone's taking a little bit of a wait-and-see approach with them. But just, you know, baby steps in the right direction. Just got to keep building on this, keep getting those guys like Christian Watson rep, you know, David Bakhtiari, shake off the rust. But, yeah, as far as week one versus the Vikings, I predict the Packers will win. You know, maybe. I predict they'll win.
Yeah, absolutely. Packers fans, we are so excited because we are actually just debating before we were hopping on the pod here, KG and I, about this list that I made because we were wondering what we should talk about on the pod today. And I was like, why don't we just talk about that top 15 list I sent you? Because the other day I kind of just wrote the Packers roster out real quick, like 1 through 15, ranking the players off the top of my head who I think is like top, you know, first, second, third, down to 15, you know, something fun to debate. And at number two, it got controversial because after Aaron Rodgers, I put Aaron Jones. And KJ said, hold up. We can't put that out. KJ, who do you got instead of Aaron Jones at number two?
For me, number two on the pack, obviously Aaron Rodgers is number one. Al threw a list out in the group chat that said, hey, Aaron Jones number two. I was like, I'm going to push back on that a little bit. I'm going to go with Rashawn Gary. And I know that's a little bit of an upside pick as well, but I think he's going to translate that into production this year. Like, let's say Rashawn Gary goes out and gets 13 sacks, right? Well, you know who else got a decent amount of sacks last year was Micah Parsons. And now everyone's telling me that he's like the best defensive pass rusher in the NFL. I'm just seeing him kind of like a little too high for my liking on a lot of these lists. I'm like, is this just because Micah Parsons is a Cowboys player? You know, is he actually that good? I have a hard time believing, Packers fans, that Micah Parsons is a better pass rusher than Rashawn Gary. You know, obviously we're not really comparing the Packers to the Cowboys, but you could go with safer picks in that second spot. You know, you could maybe go with someone like a Kenny Clark or like Aaron Jones is a very talented, very safe pick. I personally don't believe he's the second best player on the Packers. And I even said to Alex before we jumped on air, might be a little bit of an edgy take, but I said, if Aaron Jones is the second best player on your team, you got an issue. You know, you got problems.
Here's what, Aaron Jones number two.
I was just going to say, what does it say that we could like take Aaron Jones off and you'd still have a guy at his position who you wouldn't really drop off much? You know, so it's like, to me, love Aaron Jones. He's certainly a player in my list. He's certainly in the top 10 of that list, but I'm not really thinking that he's going to be, the second best Packer, because if we do, I think we're going to have some serious problems. Why did you put him there, though?
I put him there because Aaron Jones has 4,100 yards and 40-plus touchdowns over the past three seasons. Those are monstrous numbers. Only him and Derrick Henry have those numbers. And this season, when Aaron Rodgers has these new receivers, no Davante Adams, no MVS on the outside, he's got some rookies, he's got Sammy Watkins, he's going to be like, yo, I'm going to go to what's familiar, and that's not going to be Randall Cobb. That's going to be Aaron Jones on the catch. That's going to be Aaron Jones in the run. It's going to be Aaron Jones in the slot. You know, Aaron Jones is like something familiar that knows how to get open in the passing. He's put up big numbers in the past 3 years. I think the offense is going to go to him a lot in the, you know, early stages of the season, and no one's talking about him. It's kind of interesting. Because they could survive without him. I'm not saying that, you know, because A.J. Dillon is like such a good insurance piece there. That's where the Packers are really strong. We'll get into where I have A.J. Dillon soon. But that's where I put Aaron Jones, number two. Coming in at number three, Cage.
Well, hold on. One last point about Aaron Jones is I think, just to, you know, be fair, I think that, you know, what if Aaron Jones just goes out and has like a Christian McCaffrey-type season? Like, what if he goes out and has an Alvin Kamara-type season? That would be awesome. Right? His deal, Packers fans, you know, he signed that 4-year, $48 million extension. It's kind of like a 2-year deal, just the way the guaranteed money shakes out. So this is, a lot of people would say, you know, a make or break season for Aaron Jones. Like, will he be back? Well, he's going to need to likely restructure his contract or get a new deal to be back, just the way everything's, structured. So I think Aaron Rodgers has the upside of one of those seasons. I think that's absolutely like pristine best case, you know, like he goes out and has 100 receptions. How cool would that be? I'm not saying he will, but like 12 might just find Aaron Jones as his most reliable guy. So there is a lot of upside there, just like there is with Rashawn Gary. Definitely going to be pulling for our boy Aaron Jones. Alex, who you got number three?
Number three, I put Kenny Clark.
Kenny C?
Defensive tackle. Kenny C. I think he just inches out Devondre Campbell. And I originally was thinking, you know, maybe I should put Campbell there. But Campbell's only done it 1 year. And that's why I put Kenny Clark there, Cage. Is that a knock on Campbell or is that fair?
You know, man, I think you could absolutely defend that, right? It's like, are you going to take the proven commodity? Are you going to take the fresher commodity? Well, they're both producing on the field as of last season. Kenny Clark, though, has done it much more consistent over his career. And that was last year, you know, Devondre Campbell's first year with the Packers. New scheme, good fit. We'll see if he can replicate that. I think he will. I think the Pack paid him to come back and do that. And I think that, based upon in practice, what we've been hearing so far is that Matt LaFleur loves the guy. You know, he's encouraging him to be a little more vocal. I mean, you could really make an argument, but I think where you give yourself the edge, Alex, it's just the fact that defensive linemen are more valuable than linebackers unless you're a pass rusher. You know, some people might agree to disagree, but I can't really argue with you if you put the DT ahead of the MLB. You know, so it's like you're not getting really much argument from me. Love both those guys. Super thrilled to have Devondre Campbell back. What about number four?
Number four was Devondre Campbell. Number five, I had Jair Alexander, the cornerback. That's where I think Jair slots in after kind of missing last season, coming back a little ginger. I want to see him be super feisty. I want to see him be super, you know, locked down again before I anoint him ahead of Devondre Campbell in my book. So
just kind of like a prove that you're still the same guy you used to be.
Yeah, and you know, that's not a knock on him. I think he could be the second best player on the Packers. I think that's where the talent gap is. This is still almost the same second tier, Packers fans.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Rodgers is in his own tier, but right now we're in tier two, Alexander at five.
And it's so interesting, man, because you could make the exact same argument for a guy like David Bakhtiari and for a guy like Elgton Jenkins. The Packers have three legitimate all-pro caliber players coming off IR where we don't know what we're going to get from them. Packers fans, considered like the law of numbers, maybe, you know, like it's very, very low likelihood that all three of these guys come in and just be exactly who they were, right? It's kind of seeming like, you know, Jair is going to have a good chance at being the same guy he always was. So is Elgton Jenkins, but it's looking like David Bakhtiari might be a straggler of the group. But let's say, I think realistically, it's either going to be one of the three or two of the three that kind of return to form. I don't think it's going to be three of the three. I'm very confident in that. I would love to be proven wrong in that, like, you know, maybe all three of the guys do turn into their all-pro selves because we're just stacked with talent if that's the case. I don't think it's going to be zero of the three either. I think the Packers are going to get probably Jair Alexander just signed to a big deal. You know, you wouldn't have done that unless you did have confidence in him. And Elgton Jenkins, you know, he's still on his rookie deal, but there's a lot of interest in just his versatility and his talent in general. So I think Packers fans realistically have to really hope for one or two of those guys to kind of return to their all-pro level. And like you said, man, a hugely, hugely talented second tier on this team behind Rodgers, who's in still like a tier part of his own, essentially.
Still a part of the tier two. I have probably the final player in tier two in my list, and that's Rashawn Gary. I think he's, you know, checking in at number six. For me, behind Jair, and I think he has, you know, potential to be the second best player next season when we do this list, KJ, right? He could even be, you know, he's probably going to be second, but if he goes off for 20 sacks, you might consider, you know, be like, yo, Rashawn Gary has definitely got that second spot behind Rodgers, and then he might even be in Rodgers' tier. He's got that crazy potential. That's why I like Gary at six.
So
how many sacks are realistic for you?
My off-the-wall take that I've been consistent on. So it's like, this isn't just the first time I'm saying this. I'm not just in a mood today. Like, I've been saying this on a few pods throughout the offseason. If you're asking me about a bold prediction for this coming year, I think there's a chance Rashawn Gary has a season which puts him the highest defensive player of all time, the highest paid defensive player. And well, if that happens, you know, you can bet the Packers will probably have a darn good result of their season, right? Like a darn good defense. We know that's probably going to happen anyways, but a darn good
Bane.
Basically just results week in and week out, you know, darn good body of work as we head into the playoffs and hopefully win another Super Bowl. I know it's not, you know, a sure thing, Packers fans, because everyone would be really, 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 really excited if Rashawn Gary was kind of projected to do all this, which he's not projected to do. He might be projected to break out, but I believe he has it in him to kind of like go out there and have 18, 20 sacks and really just like take his respect level even higher. I think he can do it. I don't know if he's going to, but that's my bold prediction that Rashawn Gary could have a season that results in him making top of market money. It'd be fascinating if he did.
Well, Rodgers said on the Joe Rogan podcast that, you know, the league needs a villain, and he almost saw himself in that position, right? Aaron Rodgers saw himself as the villain of the league because he's the bad man. You know, he's the two-time reigning MVP. And they love to just, you know, talk about him when he loses in the playoffs, right? And Rodgers, unbelievable. Everyone knows how talented it is. Maybe it's jealousy, whatever. He gets under their skin a little bit. But Rashawn Gary, to me, also represents a potential villain on the Packers that they really haven't had. Like, Clay Matthews was more of a Thor.
He was never really too scary for me.
No, he wasn't like the punishing scary defense, right?
Reggie White.
Yeah, the Reggie White. And I think that's what Rashawn Gary could be. Is imagine him standing behind, you know, Aaron Rodgers as like those two poster boys. You know, you could be like,
looks scary.
Wow. One day you could be talking about that. It's interesting. It's fun to speculate. Cage number seven, I got Preston Smith. I think he's
Preston
you know.
T.
You know, he's about
you think Preston Smith could arguably also on the other end of Gary, you know, have just as many sacks? Do you think they could both be like about 10 this season?
What if they both combine for 20 sacks, Packers fans? I think that would be great. Let's say Gary gets 14, maybe Preston P gets 6, maybe it's 7, 13, maybe it's 8, 12. You can get 20 out of sacks out of, you know, Preston P, or excuse me, Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary. Excuse me. I think that you got to take that. Like, I just don't expect Preston to keep pulling this magic out the hat. You know, like, I was shocked last year. I was really shocked when they brought him back, but I got to give credit where credit's due. He really played well, and he kind of forced the Packers to choose him over Big Z Zadarius, who's now in the Vikings. That'll be interesting. I just am skeptical he can keep going back to the fountain of youth. Maybe he can, because here's the thing, Packers fans. Preston Smith has always had just a mammoth body. Like, if you saw pictures of him against Big Zadarius Smith, Preston Smith was making him look like an action figure, you know? And I'm just skeptical that he can keep going back to the well, because if he did, if Preston Smith went back to the well for another season, Packers fans, and he had 3 out of 4 seasons in the green and gold uniform as, like, exceptionally pass-rushing seasons, how good of a deal is that going to be looked at? The one that where Goop just brought him in, I believe he was on the Redskins before the Washington Commanders or whatever, you know, name you like to use for him. I think that that's where he came from. And at the time, everyone was hoping for the best. It was Big Z who obviously, you know, broke out first. But if you bring in a pass rusher free agent and he gives you that type of production over 4 seasons, it's got to be looked at an incredible deal.
Absolutely. I think Preston Smith, you know, is the equivalent to him on offense, David Bakhtiari. And that's where I put at number 8, David Bakhtiari. Is that too low? Is that too high? The reason I have him 8 behind Preston Smith is I think that's a realistic expectation for him to come back, right? His knee's having some problems. And as a left tackle, facing the best of the best edge rushers, you have to be, you know, that just might be the level to put him down to, like, you know, an all, not from like a top all pro player to like a Pro Bowl player. You know, Bakhtiari can still be a good offensive lineman.
I'll tell you what.
I think that's realistic for, you know, his expectations, Cage. Or am I being harsh on that? Can he fully recover?
Here's my deal, bro. If Bakhtiari is a Pro Bowl caliber player, like, let's forget about all pro for a sec. If he's Pro Bowl, I'm over the moon. I just don't really have the expectation for him this year. I could be proven wrong, and I would be happy to be proven wrong. But it just, the indicating signs is that something's different. You know, something's off. We're going to keep showering him in positive encouragement. That's kind of what the MO is seemingly right now. But I just don't have the confidence in David Bakhtiari at this moment. If he goes up to an all-pro level, like if he hits his best-case scenario similar to Rashawn Gary, well, guess what? I am over the moon about that. I'm doing jumping jacks. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers as well, because then you bring back Elton Jenkins. You got Josh Myers year two. We saw him running over guys. Yeah, man. I mean, like, I'm hoping for the best, but I'm not going to say I'm expecting the worst. I'm saying I'm hoping for the best. I'm planning to be let down by David Bakhtiari. Let's see what happens.
Number 9, Adrian Amos.
I like that move.
Solid. I think he's top 10.
Underrated. So underrated. Yeah. Like, one of the most underrated players on the pack. I remember a lot of people were saying, like, you know, Amos, after I think it was his first year, second year with the pack, they're like, hey, you know, he did okay. But just when you watch this guy play, he makes plays. He's around the ball. He'll get you picks. Like, think back to the San Francisco game. He got us a pick, right? Like, how critical are turnovers in games of that magnitude? Adrian Amos showed up to play. He made an impact play. We always talk about making impact, and that's exactly what he does a lot. I have no problem bringing him in at number 9, number 10, number 8. I might even slot him above David Bakhtiari, but I'm not going to argue with you there.
Number 10, A.J. Dillon. He rounds out the top 10 for me. So fair. I think the Packers have 2 top 10 running backs, right, and on their roster. Like, 2 of their best 10 players are both running backs. And that's why you could have maybe not paid Aaron Jones, right? You could have lived with that. A lot of Packers fans thought that. And I think, you know, A.J. Dillon represents that more ground game punch of what does a good year for A.J. Dillon look like? Let's think about that. 1,000 yards?
I would like to see 1,200. See, touchdowns, it's like we're going to get the touchdowns however we have to. I'm less worried about those because 12 is someone who might you know, thinking back to when Davante Adams versus Jalen Ramsey versus the Rams in the end zone in the playoffs previous season, you know, it was one of those things where, like, Davante Adams, like, Jalen Ramsey, there's nothing he could do. The Packers, Aaron Rodgers, and Davante Adams.
50 touchdowns.
Well, they hacked the system there. You know, like, you couldn't really prevent that score. And Rodgers is known to do that, like the whip throws, the zip throws, whatever you might do, the fake throws, the fake plays. And I'm less worried about the touchdowns. I would like to see, even actually thinking about it, I'd like to see at least 1,100, 1,200 yards. 1,000 is okay. It's a great milestone in the right direction again. But I think A.J. Dillon's going to get more yards than Jones, so they're going to need to come from somewhere, especially with Davante Adams no longer here.
Yep. How will the line hold up? Let us know what you think, Packers fans. Number 11, Allen Lazard, the first Packers receiver. Is that too high for Allen Lazard, or is he actually, Cage, you know, reliable enough to, is he in the same tier as Dylan? I think this is where he goes maybe to his next tier. What do you think?
Absolutely. Packers fans, this is really interesting because you know how I just made that take for Rashawn Gary? And you know you'll hear takes about Jair, takes about Elton Jenkins, even takes about Bakhtiari. I've heard not a single person make a take that's kind of talking up Allen Lazard really besides 12 who call him a Hall of Famer. You're like, yes, there's people who are like, oh, I'm excited about what he can do. But I haven't heard a single person kind of go out on record, like in a bold way, say, hey, I think Allen Lazard is going to be the next Jordy, the next Devontae. I think Allen Lazard is going for 1,500 yards and 15 TDs. Like, not a single soul has come on and said that. The biggest praise Allen Lazard has received this offseason, as far as I'm aware, Packers fans, let us know if we missed anything. I believe it's when 12 said, anytime you go from a Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer, you know, there's going to be an adjustment. And it's like 12 knows this guy better than anybody. He definitely has the physique and stature. Like, Allen Lazard.
He sees it in him.
It's 6'5". Like, he's 6'5". And I don't think 12, even in a joking manner, it was a perfect time to put that line in there, you know, because Devontae said it about Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers. But it's like, I don't think 12 would have said that if he didn't see it in him, kind of like you're saying, Alex. So it's like, man, Allen Lazard, he might be talking about 1 year later at this time, he might be a top five on this list because he's still young. He's got physical attributes. He's got a strong mental game, strong mental, you know,
fortitude.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of upside with that one. It's fun having these guys on your team with upside.
Undrafted player in 2018, Packers fans. Isn't that absolutely nuts? Allen Lazard in 2018 was undrafted. He's worked his way up to now the number one on the Packers. Cage, this is no fluke. Like you said, if Aaron Rodgers sees it, maybe it could be a breakout season. He's a breakout candidate. Number 12, Elton Jenkins. Because I think Big E, if he comes back and balls like Lazard, I'll be very happy. And that'll be a great piece on that O-line for Aaron Rodgers. Is he capable, Cage? Or is he going to find himself, you know, I guess, in rotation?
I mean, Elton Jenkins is capable. It's like, when will he come back? We'll have to see when they officially, you know, take off the training wheels and let him go just be himself on that line. Where will he play? That'll be interesting. You have options. I am very confident in Elton Jenkins. I just think he's got, like, the it.
You throw him back out there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, when he's ready, you put him out there. I think Jair and Elton are going to come back and be their old selves. I think, you know, David Bakhtiari, I would love if he did. But Elton Jenkins, yeah, you know, not the flashiest guy, just a darn good football player.
Number 13, Darnell Savage. Is this too high for Savage? Reason I have him at 13 is because I think, Cage, he could lead the Packers in picks if he has a good season.
I think he could, Packers fans. This guy's got all the physical tools to really just put in a really good season. He's usually just as fast as some of the fastest receivers. He's got 4.3 speed. In terms of 13, 14, 15, you can give me an argument for any order. Radio Douglas, you know, Darnell Savage, and also Eric Stokes. Like, on any given day, I think those are your 13
through 15. That's who 14 and 15 were.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, because those are the only three guys that stand out. I mean, you could make an argument, maybe Josh Myers. You can make an argument, maybe Robert Tonyan. But it's a drop-off. Like to me, those three guys make up the final tier, or the final portion 14, of that
14, 15, Savage, Douglas, Stokes, Packers fans.
I think Savage has got as good a chance as any of the cornerbacks to lead our team in interceptions. I really do.
I think so
we'll
as
see
well.
Packers fans. You know, there's some Packers fans and Packers people who follow the team out there who aren't very high on 21, 26 Savage. you know, and this is kind of going to be one of those referendum years where we'll see, like, either he's going to play well and he's probably going to ink an extension, or he's, and maybe, you know, Amos unfortunately gets released just because the Packers tie up their money in one safety versus the other. Like, we'll see. You know, obviously no one can predict the future with a crystal ball or whatever.
Or he's gone.
Or he's gone, right? So it's like, I think this is one of those seasons where no one's really talking about Darnell, but people are watching Darnell.
Yeah, will Darnell Savage be the recipient of a lot of pass rush on the quarterback and just picking him off in center field? It's going to be fun. It could be Rasul Douglas. It could be Eric Stokes. This defense is loaded. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. Packers fans, we're hyped about it. Cage, do you have something more you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, cut day is coming up, Packers fans. If you're listening to this right now, odds are cuts are happening as we speak. Mason Crosby, right? He's working through his injury. Packers, it's going to be interesting. To me, that's the position I'm actually looking to see if the Pack will, like, bring in someone from around the league, kicker. But we actually asked Packers fans, who's one on-the-bubble player you'd like to see retain at all costs? And I'm looking through these names, Alex, and to me, it really seems like there's two names that stand out. It's Goodson, and it's also Samori Toure. You know, some people like to say Jack Heflin, the lineman. Some people like to say Caleb Jones. You know, especially with Cole Van Landen traded to the Jaguars for a conditional pick, that's probably going to be based upon playing time. Some people might want to keep him. It's going to be interesting, but for me, if there's a number one guy for me, just because you have such a talented running back room, I'm going to go with Toure. I think Toure flashed enough for me where I want to keep him on the roster however we can. What about you? Any final thoughts on that?
Toure is a great pick. Abernathy also caught some eyes. I think he, you know, give him a shot on the team, a guy who can make plays. It's going to be fun to see the roster because then you kind of know where things stand. What about the depth chart? That's always a good take as well. Packers fans, we'll be here to cover every that bit with you. KJ, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Do you have any final thoughts for the listeners?
13 days, Packers fans. 13 days till the Packers Nation takes over the football universe and we start that road to another Super Bowl. I can't wait. Let's do it.
Yep, it's going to be epic. If you can leave a 5-star review and tell a friend about the podcast, throw it on your story, share it with them, say, hey, you should check out this Packers podcast this season. It's going to be epic. Please do that because that's the number one way you can help us grow. We're in 120-plus countries. We love our international listeners. Thank you for listening. And as always, go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go forever.
This episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go pack go.
Falls moving, I'm back to my old ways. Aim real high, foul cargo to the Barclays. Style moving, Nordic like the Baltics, and we offshore. Hit them with the red or running with the encore. In the Caribbean, and I'm waiting for the Concord. Feeling like the weekend when we linking up these days. Serve them like the Bucks, and we sweep them boys off court. Yada yada yada, MVP going encore. Hopped over the pond, I'm out in Norway. Hitting melatonin, ain't no time for the jet lag. Just hit my check and I put it in the market. Well, then I post up, then I spark it. Ain't no hoes in the videos. We're the realest that they seen before. I just learning in the north, yeah. In the fjords, in the cold, yeah, it's all no.
In the north, yeah, in the cold, yeah. I can't help that my heart's cold. No, no, I can't help that my heart's cold. No, no, yeah, you turn that shit just to stone. Yeah, yeah, I'm more like ice,
ice.
Yeah, got the fire went inside. I look at you and I know it's my time.